Recalling a past era of aerial surveillance, enforcement-oriented helicopter flights are hovering over Southern Humboldt Cannabis Farms once again, and the Board of Supervisors has been asked to look into it. The helicopter doing the operations is owned by a private organization that partners with Northern California law enforcement agencies, and it was questioned during the public comment period of the June 16th supervisors meeting. The private sector-funded group, the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, or NCCSC, has given grants to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office for a variety of positions. According to a detailed report published in the Redheaded Black Belt news site, the Sheriff's Office got a supervisor's approved grant of over $500,000 for the year that ends this July. The focus of enforcement is said to be labor exploitation and human trafficking. But that was questioned by Ross Gordon of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance. Like other speakers, he asked supervisors to review the enforcement.
And so I want to echo the request to agendize this for a future meeting in terms of a review of NorCal Coalition's activities and funding. And also want to add that I think a useful piece of information to bring to that meeting would be data from the NorCal Coalition about the extent of labor violations and other violations that are being tracked by the coalition. Have seen consistent messaging coming out of the coalition, including the article published in Kim Kemp the other day that, for example, labor violations have gotten worse since we have legalization. That would definitely be a surprise from our perspective. And I think that's something which would be really helpful to really have a conversation grounded in data in terms of what exactly is the scope of the problem, where is that problem geographically located, and how does that relate to the sorts of tactics and approach that are being used.
Gordon said the black helicopter over Sohum brings to mind, quote, tactics that for a lot of folks are evocative of the war on drugs, and it's the type of law enforcement approach that we're hoping we would be able to move past 10 years into a legal and licensed market. Willow Creek resident Riley Morrison suggested the helicopter surveillance is disrespectful to lawful farmers.
The helicopter operations in Southern Humboldt last week struck a nerve with a lot of people, myself included. Almost immediately, I started getting calls and messages from the community asking what was going on. People were concerned, confused, and in many cases, frustrated. The sight of a black enforcement helicopter repeatedly circling rural properties brought back memories that many in our community would rather be behind. What stood out to me was that many of the people who felt targeted or alarmed were not bad actors. They were legal cannabis operators, family, and rural residents who had spent years working through this regulation, permits, inspections, and taxes to do things the right way. They've invested an enormous amount of time and effort and money to be part of this regulated system. When they see this kind of operation, it doesn't build confidence. It creates anxiety, creates question, and reinforces feelings that no matter how much effort people make to comply, they're still viewed with suspicion.
He asked for, quote, a review of the program's effectiveness, cost, impact on community trust, and plans for future funding requests. Southern Humboldt resident and cannabis farm worker Sarah Shipley said cannabis farming is, quote, the most heavily regulated agricultural business in California. And she said the justification for and the funding of the helicopter operations should be publicly explained.
So I want to ask this board why the NCCSC helicopter N487HB has been conducting repeated aerial surveillance over licensed farms in Southern Humboldt, including on June 10th of this year. This is not what that program is supposed to be doing. By HCSO's own description, the marijuana enforcement team investigates unlicensed operations. Circling permitted farms accomplishes nothing except harassment of legal businesses, their employees, their neighbors, and their livestock. And it's worth asking who is behind this program and why. The NCCSC is funded entirely by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. Howard Buffett has used his foundation's money to block cannabis dispensaries in Illinois and to effectively purchase influence over a sheriff's office in Arizona. An Illinois police training official was fired after improperly granting Buffett a law enforcement certification following millions in donations. That is who is paying for surveillance of legal farms in this county. I'm asking the board to place this on an agenda and provide the public with answers.
Supervisors usually don't respond to public comment on items not on the regular agenda, and they didn't in this case. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.